National Radio Club.
Heidi Xers, welcome to Market Scope for August 2007. We received an audio CD from Dale Hamm of Kansas City, Missouri, regarding changes in the Kansas City market. One change was the retirement of longtime WDAF morning man David Lawrence after 33 years in the market. Here are some excerpts from his last show.
WDAF with the most music in true country variety. Hello, good morning. It's Friday. It's 5:48. David Lawrence, Karen Carson. From the David Lawrence Studios, high atop the Intercom building. Well, three stories, as high as it goes.
It's the palace on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Well, it is. It really is. Shawnee Mission Parkway, Metcalf here. I got to say that because got a lot of guys that haven't been over here. Hey, we've only been over here 4 days, so we're going to have Fat Boy and Sluggo and Bud Miller and Roger the Plumber and Frog and Ricky Lee Stengel and Gene Fox. Boy, those are names. They were on the talk show, David Lawrence talk show, for 20 years. And Mark Oppold, who was on for about 20 years. We mentioned getting calls from Keith Urban, and we're going to ask him about his cologne because so many women love the way he smells, and so many men want to know why.
Amazing.
Well, we'll ask him. What is that? What is that that you wear that these women go crazy and salivate? Listen's Barbara Paddock in Belton. She says, "So you're retiring. Even retired people have to stick to a strict schedule. Put this on your refrigerator. Make sure you stick to it. To do. It's a to do list.
Uh-huh.
9 to 10, nothing. 10 to 11, break. 11 to 12, nada. 12 to 1, lunch. 1 to 2, zip. 2 to 3, zero. 3 to 4, break. And 4 to 5, zilch. There it is. That's my entire list. And that is a schedule that will be on the refrigerator in no time. I just want to tell you that, man, it's been great working with you. 3 years.
Today.
3 years today?
Today.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
You did not start on the
13th. And we did not. Yeah, I did. October 13th, because it's my mother's birthday, and I always remember that of 2003. Yep. I walked in here about 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
With Will, you know.
Well, yeah, when I met you, you didn't have any kids, and now you have two. And I was there when you got pregnant for both of them.
I was too.
I was in the next room. I was down at the Missouri State Fair. You know that's true. Those kids are born real close together,
anyway.
Too. Yeah, and now here Will's almost three. It's amazing. Gosh. And I tell you, you are a good person, talented and good. And, you know, we've been lucky. There are a lot of good people in the radio. Not everybody. And you're one of the best. I mean, you are a good person. And if you can say that about a person, you said it all.
I think it's absolutely amazing that I've had the chance to work with you.
Really?
I really do.
Well, I've been around long enough, so everybody's going
to... Everybody's worked with you at one point. That's what it comes down to, huh?
Man, yeah. Well, I just want to say that before all the guys get here and we don't get to share that, you and me.
Yeah.
Rails will be in a little bit, and I want to hug him, too.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to kiss him, but I'm going to hug
him. Well, he's growing that beard, so you won't kiss him.
No, well, hey, that's right. I don't do beards, that's for sure. But it has been fantastic, and I know you're just going to kick butt when I go. And because I won't be messing up the board. I'm gone.
Can I share something with you?
Sure.
You probably didn't even know, I didn't know it at the time, but about a month ago when we were out at the air show and you had the opportunity to fly in Fat Albert, Blue Angels,
right.
And you gave it up and you gave it to me.
Right.
And so about 4 or 5 days later, I realized, oh, my gosh, he's giving me my wings to fly.
Wow.
I don't even know if you knew
it yet. Quit that.
Sorry, man.
Stop it. No tears today. We promise.
You did. You totally did.
Oh, man.
I know that's what it was. Well, let me change the subject.
Oh, here's my hug.
Oh, you got to hug some Rails.
That's it. You want to get that out of the way in a hurry.
Yeah.
All right.
Enjoying the moment. This is cool.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be a great day.
We're going to have and boss promised not to listen today, so he doesn't have a hemorrhage of some kind because he knows
it's more of a freestyle thing.
Yeah. I have a hall pass from David Field, who is the CEO of Intercom.
That's right.
He gave me a hall pass. You were there.
Whatever you want to do is fine.
He said, do it, so there. Ha ha. And we will. And we hope you stay with us all day here on Country 106.5 WDAF.
Good morning, Karen. Hey, David. Oh, boy, we're going to miss you. A high of 59 degrees today, 68 degrees tomorrow. Chance of rain Sunday. The weekend is here, guys. It's Friday. This is NBCX News meteorologist Gary Lezak. Country 106.5 WDAF.
It's 30 right now in Shawnee. We've got 32 in Raymore, 34 in the heart of Kansas City. Country 106.5 WDAF.
We've added more music, and cut out the useless DJ chatter so you can listen longer. Country 106.5 WDAF. The most music with true country variety. 106.5 WDAF News Update with Karen Carson.
Good morning. Tragedy struck earlier this week. Country 106.5 WDAF.
Kansas City's most listened to country radio station. Country 106.5 WDAF. Number one because we play the most music allowed by law.
Country, variety, the most music. 106.5 WDAF.
Can never ever be tonight.
This is real radio.
David Lawrence and the Wake Up Crew.
Recognized by the American Psychiatric Association.
On Country 106.5 WDAF.
Country 106.5 WDAF for the most music and true country variety at 6:07. Here with David Lawrence, Karen Carson, and an early bird word. Goodbye.
Do what?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's it. Goodbye. Now, we'll, you know, half the time we forget to ask people to call back to tell us the early bird word, but we'd like to have you join us and stay with us, okay? So we'll reward you later on. Early bird word, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm going away. Yeah. Bye-bye.
We've got a lot of people to say goodbye to.
Oh, man.
You know, and a lot of people want to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, a lot of them are showing up right now,
They're
too.
Showing up.
Got a bunch of prizes for you when we ask you for that later on, if we can remember. But
yeah,
you never
we'll
know.
Try. First up is Phil Young. Now, you got him his first job?
I did. I don't think he's going to tear us up. Something tells me none of these guys are.
Well, maybe not Phil.
David, on the occasion of your retirement from Daily Radio, a few of us who have been around for a while wanted to share some comments with you. We admire your decision to retire at the top of your form and on top of the ratings. We also have great respect for your rating success over the years. But what we really mean is this. We have great envy for the talent fees and ratings bonuses you've received. Anyway, with the truth out of the way now, here are some parting shots from your fellow broadcasters.
David Lawrence, a young man who started out as a skinny kid in Arvada, Colorado. One of the most popular people in the history of radio in the Midwest. And you've been one of the nicest people in the world as far as your audience knows. I know that you're a reprehensible, repugnant, despicable individual, which is one of the reasons that I like you as well as I do. Now, when I invite you to have a beer, I won't have to listen to any more of this nonsense about I have to work on my show. Because, let's face it, David, we've all heard your show, and there really wasn't that much work that went into it. When I show up on your doorstep at 9 o'clock in the morning with a cooler of beer, I don't want you to tell me it's too early to start drinking, because you are now a full-fledged member of the Riff Raff Club. I love you, man. Thanks for the job. I appreciate the recommendation. 21 years at WDAF, and I can't thank you enough, and the people of Kansas City can't blame you enough. But I want to see you as often as you want to get together, and take care.
It's 6:15 and time for... Joke of the Day is sent in today by Rick Goble of Kansas City. Rick going to send along a fabulous CD from our Country 106.5 WDAF prize closet. You're now registered for our October flyaway to Las Vegas to see the Jeff Foxworthy Show from Country 106.5 WDAF. Dear David, yes, Rick. David, a lawyer ran a stop sign, got pulled over by a sheriff's deputy. The lawyer thought he was smarter than the deputy because he was a lawyer, and he was certain he had a better education, so he decided to have a little fun at the deputy's expense. The deputy said, driver's license and registration, please. Lawyer said, what for? Deputy said, you didn't come to a complete stop at that stop sign. Lawyer said, I slowed down. Nobody was coming. Deputy said, you didn't come to a complete stop. License and registration, please. Lawyer said, what's the difference? Deputy said, the difference is you have to come to a complete stop. That's the law. License and registration, please. Lawyer said, if you can show me the legal difference between slow down and stop, I'll give you my license and registration. You give me the ticket. If not, you let me go. Don't give me a ticket. Deputy says, sounds fair. Exit your vehicle, sir. At that point, the deputy took out his nightstick, started beating the ever-loving crap out of the lawyer. Then he said, now, you want me to stop or just slow down?
David Lawrence and the Wake Up Crew.
Well, that was the high point of my day.
On Country 106.5, WDAF.
This is like a contest. How many people can you cram into a studio?
Yeah, but isn't it a nice one to cram
into?
But
50 people
in
here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Isn't this incredible? And we started Tuesday, was our first day, and I'm leaving today. How smart am I?
Well,
I mean, all those years and all those dumps that we've been in, and we've been in a few,
You helped pay for this.
Well, yeah, I did.
See?
Yeah, well, actually, that's why I have to quit, so they can
because
use my
can
salary
pay,
to
pay, rent.
Pay for it. Yeah, so
this is a beautiful place.
Isn't it? It's just great. Well, what have you done? You got a couple radio stations going, don't you?
I live in my dream up in, you know, at the opening song to WKRP, Living on the Air in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
I'm living on the air in Atchison, Kansas.
Doesn't have quite the same ring.
No,
but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's not as far to drive either.
Just about. Yeah. You have an FM and you have an AM that you became the first all-Catholic radio station in the area.
I split. They were simulcast for all the years before, and we just split them out here about a month ago.
Yeah.
So
would you like to make a plea for donations? Because
I'd like to take half of this building, and I wouldn't need a couple rooms all, David, to think them out.
And we got plenty. We really do. Absolutely.
Oh, I haven't seen the whole place yet. So.
I'll give you the tour here. We've got to get the Judy Donis down because Paul Kirk's coming in with barbecue for all of us here. A little barbecue for breakfast.
Barbecue breakfast? I like it.
It's going to be a great day here. So coming up, we'll have Mike Rails back and a fellow who I appreciated so much Tuesday night at my party. That was Wednesday night.
Well, technically it was a grand opening for the new building, you claimed it.
It was my party.
It was funny.
And Gary Lezak came over and said a few words, and we're going to talk to Gary.
Hey, can I do something here for you? Am I done after this? Can I just go have some donuts and...
I guess. You mean, excuse? Aren't you going to hang around a while?
I will.
Okay.
I got something I want to say afterwards.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. We'll have that.
Well, you know what? Not only do all these great guys here have something to say.
Yeah, because all these guys were here first.
Yeah.
But one of your buddies down the hall, Johnny Dare, has something to say for you.
Hey, David, it's Johnny Dare. You know, they came to me and they said, hey, look, we'd like you to say a little something to David. And what do you say to a guy who lived up to every expectation you ever had for him? When I was a kid listening to you, and then when I walked into the studio for the first time to meet you, you always worry that the guy that you believed somebody to be wouldn't be the guy you met. And you were actually better than that. And you were always kind to me, and you were always decent and helpful and a true mentor. And I certainly learned radio from you, but I hope I learned how to be a better person from you. So, David, thank you for everything, and thank you for being who I always thought you were.
Thanks for the going away hayride.
Yeah.
So it isn't all over yet. That's tomorrow night.
No, we'll party tomorrow night. We're going to have a good time out there. I'll show you all about Lafayette County.
I can't wait. Well, I love you. And Hillary, I'm going to miss you so much. Can you call me once in a while just to give me some crap?
Oh, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I prefer not that time, if you don't mind. Maybe when you get off work rather than... Okay, take care of Karen. You guys have fun.
We'll do it.
Okay, and Rails... Been great, man. You are. I love you, man. I love you, man.
In a manly way.
Thanks to all my buddies. How about a hand for all my good friends? And just to keep Hillary working, what's the early bird word? At 576-7000.
You remember.
I'll even tell you what it is.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kansas City weather.
Karen, David, good morning.
Thanks, Dale, for another great contribution to MarketScope. If you'd like to profile the stations in your market or send in air checks of an interesting or unique program, send them to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351, 1652. Our membership would be most grateful. Now here are the musings from the members.
Up the radio and you crank up the sound, you know what's going down in your little town. Give us a call, homie, don't you lose. It's time right now for the DX Muse.
This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I got my tape today, June 30th, and once again, WCTN 950, Potomac Cabin John. I spoke too soon. They came back on the air. Spanish format. It'll be interesting to see how long this lasts because the signal is just about non-existent and WPEN in Philadelphia blasting here at night and wipes them out. I got a question for Canadian radio. Down here in the States, you can tell most of the time where a station is located by the call signs. Usually it's W in the east with some exceptions and K in the west with some exceptions. Does the same hold true for Canada? If I'm getting a call with CF, CJ, CH, CI, or CK, will I know by hearing the call sign where the station would be east or west? Also, on the AM switch, I notice now when stations are being talked about, they're starting to use such things as, well, this transmitter beams at 320 degrees or 029 degrees. Can you explain the degrees and what they mean as far as direction? For you in Frederick, WTWT 820 AM is now simulcasting with Washington Post Radio AM 1500 and FM 107.7.
Victor, I too wasn't sure if Canadian stations were assigned call letters according to geography, as U.S. stations are, so I asked Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg. His response goes like this, and I paraphrase his answer. We do not have calls by area, except for stations from Newfoundland using the VO prefix if they took to the air before Newfoundland joined Canada in 1949. Canadian stations may begin with CB, CF, CG, CH, CI, CJ, and CK by international agreement. All CB calls are CBC stations, but not all CBC stations have the CB prefix. Now on to your second question about the direction a station sends its signal. When I mention that a station has a pattern that sends its signal in a particular direction, I may just say toward the northeast, or one lobe to the northeast and a smaller lobe toward the southwest. That gives the listener a general idea which way the majority of the signal is sent. All the other directions receive little or no signal. But other times I can be very specific, as heard earlier in the WJAS Pittsburgh item. Now, as I mentioned, WJAS was granted a higher daytime power, and because they gained 2,000 watts in signal strength over their previous 5,000 non-directional watts, they were required to go directional so as to not interfere with two co-channel stations, WLOH in Lancaster, Ohio, and WDBL in Oberlin, Ohio on 1320, as well as four stations on adjacent channel frequencies. They are WBFD in Bedford, Pennsylvania, and WDPN in Alliance, Ohio on 1310, and WGFT in Campbell, Ohio, and WBHV in Somerset, Pennsylvania on 1330. The numbers refer to a direction on a compass. That compass is divided into 360 equal parts or degrees, as in a circle. As you look north, 90 degrees or 090 is off to your right toward the east. 180 degrees points straight south, and 270 degrees points west. True North shares two designations, which may be heard as either 0 or 360 degrees. Remember I mentioned that WJAS's new day pattern sends equal lobes toward 050 and 175 degrees. Now let's figure out where that daytime signal goes. Think of the transmitter location near Pittsburgh at the center of our compass, or the center of a circle. Since north is 0 degrees and east is 90 degrees, that lobe directed 050 degrees heads generally northeast. I know it's a little more than 45 degrees or one half of 90, but northeast is close enough in this case. That lobe headed 175 degrees is just 5 degrees east of straight south. These particular lobes are fairly, well, if you'll excuse the expression, fat. Not quite circular, but almost, and they are identical. The outlines of one lobe goes out from the center, slightly to the left and right of 050, halfway to the extent of the pattern, and begins to curve back and meet at the point where the signal fades out at 050 degrees. The other lobe starts at the center, slightly to the left and right of 175, and goes out the same distance as the 050 signal does, where it begins to curve back and meet at the point where the signal fades out at 175 degrees. Well, back toward the center of our compass, the outlines of the two lobes meet at about 120 degrees or to the southeast. Less signal is directed that way, and that area of less signal is referred to as a null, spelled N-U-L-L. Another null is back at 180 degrees from 120 or 300 degrees, which is to the northwest. Victor, again, thanks for your questions. If anyone else has an inquiry about anything they hear on AM Switch, just call in the Muse line or send it to me directly via the email address I gave at the end of this month's AM Switch column. And now, if I may slip in a small advertisement here, the National Radio Club publishes a pattern book showing the general shape of each pattern generated by every station in the U.S. and Canada, plus many in Mexico. It's 238 pages, three-hole punch, and updated through November 2005. NRC member price is only $16.95. You can order by mail from the National Radio Club Publications Center, Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, that's spelled A-U-R-O-R-A, Colorado, 80047-3251. Please make your checks payable to the National Radio Club. Mark, let's get back to the Muse line.
Hi, this is John Sanders. I have a correction to make on one of the sports columns that Ken Ostrick usually does. He was doing the ratings for Phoenix. He said the country was Can-X. Actually, that was supposed to be Can-X out of Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa, that area. So I just wanted to report in on that. So hopefully that can be corrected next month. 73 is in good year.
Hi there. This is Mike Lance. On Saturday evening, June 30th, a rainy evening in South Florida. Three quick comments. Number one, well, iBox supposed to start on July 15th, but guess what? It's been happening in Miami for months. Radio Disney, AM 990, has been running iBox at night, and it sounds terrible. Number two, WIOD News Radio 610 has changed their news policy drastically. They do news, weather, and traffic during the day, but when they do news, they do it like in cookie-cutter form. Really quick news story. The third thing is, I'm very upset with our oldies station down here. They play the same oldies over and over and over again. One more quick thing. I was wondering about the following stations. Whatever happened to WABB in Mobile, Alabama? What are they doing now? They were a big rock station. And how about 1480 in Charlotte, North Carolina? It was WAME, and it's been other stations. And what are they doing now? Also, 1390 WROA in Mississippi. What are they doing now? You should have a column called Where Are They Now? Or the Great Radio Stations of Yesterday. Thank you for listening. I miss the old radio when radio was fun to listen to. And I will be at the National Radio Club Convention.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I'm sorry to report the death of Bob Sherwin, who was at CHML Hamilton most recently. He worked at CKOC there before many years, and also CJBK in London. Also about CHML, there's been a dream realized by a fellow getting a job with the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League this year, Rick Zamprin. He's their sports director now. He first set that goal 27 years ago, be broadcasting Tiger Cat football on the radio one day, and now he's realizing it. Recently, I picked up WSGW on Thursday night from Saginaw, Michigan on 790. They were carrying Detroit Tiger baseball. On my Meridian trip, I found some good changes, some for the better. WPFB Middletown, Ohio is now again playing the country classics, and that's what made them. WSPZ is the new Colliners in Birmingham on 690 now. For what used to be WJOX, they're still all sports, but their affiliation is now with Fox rather than staying with ESPN. There was a good station on 1110 in Ardmore on the Tennessee-Alabama line, too, was playing the country classics. I have reserved my room in Boise, and I've made my plane flight reservation, and I am really looking forward to it, seeing everybody and having a nice visit with you and enjoying a good time Labor Day weekend out there.
Hi, everybody. This is Audrey Levine from New York City. I know you don't like format change information, but this one is of a national scale. WCBS-FM, the former oldie station, is coming back on Thursday, July 12th. At 1:01 p.m., discarding the Jack format for the old oldies format. They're supposed to be playing 60s, 70s, and 80s. And, of course, you know I'm going to have my tape recorder ready for the big change. Okay, if anybody wants a copy, let me know. 212-614-8764. Of course, you got to send me some stuff from your neck of the woods, too. Talk to you soon.
Across the dial, around the world.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
Oldies 104.3 WOMC. Good time funky.
Hello, friends. Ken Anischuk here in Lockport, Illinois, near Chicago. And on this edition, about the only thing I have to mention is that today on the 4th of July, WLS, the Big 89 in Chicago, is doing their rewind that they did back on Memorial Day, and they are redoing it again because it was so popular, and been taping it, and It's kind of fun to hear the old Jecks on the radio and playing the music that we used to grow up and enjoy back in the top 40 days of before they went talk around 20-odd years ago. Anyway, from the Gary Post Tribune that I found here on July the 3rd, Dave Fleming, the radio broadcaster for the San Francisco Giants and the youngest broadcaster in the major leagues at 27 years old, probably will call Barry Bonds' historic home run. And it says Dave Fleming is probably best known for the call heard nowhere in the world on the air in the San Francisco Giants radio booth when Barry Bonds hit his 715th career homer to pass Babe Ruth last year. His microphone went dead just before the Bonds' drive sailed over the fence, a call that's likely would have been preserved for history at the Baseball Hall of Fame instead became one of the more memorable broadcasting blunders. Fleming said, "It wasn't heartbreaking, but it wasn't fun either. I really was disappointed the day it happened because I love those big moments and I thought I made a good call. But I got over it. There's no reason to feel sorry for it. In the end, more people remember it because of what happened than if a call had just been normal. He ended up getting national TV interviews and plenty of exposure, all because his microphone on KNBR radio went dead just as he was saying the payoff pitch, a swing, and a drive to deep center. Then there was only applause from the fans instead of Fleming calling it a Ruthian shot to pass the Babe, and the description of the celebration surrounding the milestone. Broadcast partner Greg Papa eventually took over, recapping the scene well after the home run. I might have shot somebody if I had been on the air and that happened, said broadcast partner John Miller, who was in Texas that day preparing for a game on ESPN. I almost got physically ill just hearing about it. I can't even think of a story to match that in the history of broadcasting. What can you say to Dave? Next time a guy hits the 715, you'll have a chance to do that one. When will that be? But Fleming could get a chance to call an even bigger home run later this season. Bonds has 751 through July 3rd. And while all of the Giants play-by-play announcers would like the honor, they're also pulling for Fleming. Dwayne Kuiper, who called number 715 on their television, says if he calls it, I think it would be great. I would love it if he'd be able to call it. I'd still be very upset if the whole microphone thing went out. Well, you'll probably hear it before I speak to you on next month's tape, so we'll see what happens. Bonds has had so many milestone homers over the years that Miller, Kuiper, Fleming, and Papa have all had shots at describing them. In recent years, Bonds has reached career milestones of 500, 600, and 700. There was also the record-setting 2001 season when Bonds hit numbers 71, 72, and 73 on the final weekend. There were the shots to tie and pass Willie Mays' mark of 660 in 04, and most recently the National League record number 734 last year. Having called nearly all of those homers on either TV or radio, Kuiper has one piece of advice he always follows. I write the number of the home run in big letters on either a piece of paper or on the counter. I always felt like the only thing you can really do to look bad is to get the number wrong. If you get the number right, at least you're off to a good start. If you get the number wrong, you can't put that bullet back in the gun. Some announcers prepare lines to use for milestone homers like Milo Hamilton did in his recording of Aaron's record breaker in 1974. When he did it back in 74, I was in bowling league that night, I remember. There is a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. That call, which Miller described as genius, is the definitive of Aaron's 715th, although the Giant broadcasters all said they had no prepared phrases to use and would let the specifics of the moment dictate their call. Kurt Gowdy offered a more subdued call of Aaron's record breaker on NBC National TV, and Vince Scully's description on Los Angeles Dodger radio broadcast gets a little play, but was cited by both Miller and Kuiper as one of their favorites. Scully described the home run, then went silent for more than 25 seconds, letting the cheers of the crowd tell the story. He then came back on the air, talked about how marvelous it was that a black man is getting a deep standing ovation in the South for breaking a record for all-time baseball. Finishing, while race is a big element of Aaron's record breaker, Bonds Chase is being overshadowed by allegations of steroid use. Miller said he wouldn't think it would be appropriate to go into the details of the Balco scandal and steroids during a record home run call. And like I say, by the time I speak to you next time, the chase could be all over with. And I want to make mention to finish that I listened to good parts of the WLS 890 Rewind on Memorial Day and on July the 4th. And on the internet, it states that if you'd like a two-hour CD of highlights of the Rewind, you can download WLSAM.com and get instructions on how to get a two-hour CD on it and enjoy it just like we did here in Chicagoland. And I hope you do. Okay, it's time for football next month, so I'll be back for that. And thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye for now.
It's time now for the DXchange. If you've something to buy, sell, or trade, send it to us on a card or letter. Your ad will appear on the DX Audio Service and DX News Magazine. Ads are free to DX Audio Service members.
Thanks, Doc, and we'll swing into the DX Change, and then right after that, we'll move over to what Ed Potter calls the Hustles from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. On the DX Change, I'm doing some more cleaning in the Sheetrock Announce booth. Here's a list of the things that I've got for sale. Prices do not include shipping. Shipping is by USPS Parcel Post with a tracking slip. I would prefer to be paid by PayPal. However, I will accept checks if issued and mailed within a few days. Shipping will be combined if someone buys multiple items. And here's what I've got for sale. One unopened copy of Cosme's Talking Travel Map software. It's on a single CD. It will run on Windows 98, ME, or 2000. A sound card is needed by your computer to hear it talk. $5. One pair of Harman Kardon computer speakers. They are new and in the original box. These are gray, measure about 3.25 wide, stand 4.5 tall, and are 4-inch deep. Audio is supplied to them by a 26-inch cord with a stereo 1/8-inch connector. They include the power supply or power cube. I use these types of speakers not for computers, but to plug into radios and cassette players to get a better quality and a louder sound. Those speakers, brand new, $15. One pair of Juster computer speakers. These speakers are used, but they are clean. They are beige and measure about 3.5 wide, stand 6 inches tall, and are 3-inch deep. Audio is supplied to them by a 24-inch cord with a stereo 1/8-inch connector. They include the power supply or power cube. Again, I use these types of speakers not for computers, but to plug them into radios and to get a louder sound. $10 for those. One pair of Juster Model DC-691P Hi-Fi computer speakers. These speakers are used but clean. They are beige and measure 3 inches wide, stand 7 inches tall, and 5 inches deep. And again, I use these speakers on my Sony ICF-2010. Audio is supplied to them by a 26-inch cord with a stereo 1/8-inch connector, and they include the power supply or cube, $10. One pair of Juster Model 95A computer speakers. These speakers are used but clean. They are beige and measure about 5.5 wide, stand 8.5 tall, and are 6 inches deep. Audio supplied to them by a 24-inch cord with a stereo 1/8-inch connector. These speakers also include treble and bass controls. I use these speakers on my Sony SRF A100 AM stereo radio. They run on 110 volts and include the cord. $12. One copy of the 2003 Worldwide Radio TV Handbook. This book is basically untouched as I put it away, and frankly, I forgot where I put it, so I had to get another one. The only damage to the book, if that's what you want to call it, is my signature and date on the first page of the book, $2. One copy of Satellite Today, second edition, The Complete Guide to Satellite Television by Frank Balin. This book is new and yours for just $1. 8 CDs of the Radio Netherlands program Euro Hit 40 series for September 2003, January 2001, Year-End Review 2001, that's 2 CDs, Retrospective 2001, 2 CDs, November 2001, their anniversary, and December 2001. $5 for all 8 CDs. If you're interested in any of these items, please contact me between 5 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time at area code 360-382-1957. Payments should be made to me. Okay, let's move over to some things that Potter calls the hustles. These are items from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. We start off from the National Radio Club's Archive Center with a complete set of the 1999 DX Audio Service tapes in hard plastic cases. These were originally the master tapes that we use for duplicating the DX Audio Service, so they should be very good quality. $12 plus shipping. Please contact me and not the Publication Center if you want to purchase these. However, you will be paying the National Radio Club. PayPal is encouraged. Also from the Publication Center, and just so you can have a reason to bother Wayne Heinen, here's some special deals from the Publication Center. All sales go to the club, and checks should be payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated. Contact Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org, or you can write to him at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251. After Dark Volume 3, four 90-minute cassettes in a plastic album. They contain interviews with Radio Netherlands' Jonathan Marks of Media Network, an interview with Dr. Bruce Elving, editor of the FM Atlas, a complete Las Vegas, Nevada band scan, the 10th anniversary of WOJB-FM, an American Indian-owned operated radio station, WWTC in Minneapolis, they're all kids format, Radio Oz format, that is, Chicago's Voices in the Night, and much more. It was $9.50 to U.S. and Canada. It's now only $7 post-paid. There's only one copy left. After Dark Volume 4, four 90-minute cassettes in a plastic album featuring an exclusive interview that I did with Wolfman Jack just literally months before he passed away. Also a tape that includes a story called A Walking Tour of WWV featuring news anchor Mindy Dreyer. There's also an exclusive interview with AM stereo pioneer Leonard Kahn and a story about two very successful blind DJs. There is a lot more on these tapes, but we have to move on due to time. They were $9.50. It's now only $7 post-paid. There's only three copies left. After Dark Volume 4, this is two 90-minute cassettes in a plastic case. On this edition, we'll feature the 1400 kHz travelogue with John Bowker, a look at Radio Bemis, how to file comments with the Federal Communications Commission on radio, sex and deception, the Dr. Laura scandal, screening calls, the life of a screener on talk radio, an AP story about screening your phone service, Ken Honest Chuck talks about a story of selling sports, and a few other stories to include. This tape was $5 to U.S. and Canada. It's now only $3.50, and there's only 8 copies left. After Dark Volume 10, two 90-minute cassettes in a plastic case, a visit to WODI 1230, a small market station, Radio LPB, low-power broadcasting. This tape was $5 to U.S. and Canada, now only $3.50 post-paid, and there's only one copy left. All Radio Volume 1, one cassette tape, an interview with Dave Gropner, CEO of TM Century. John Bowker reads an article about Clear Channel Radio's competition. Ken Honest Chuck reads an article from his newspaper about jazz radio in Chicago. John Malachy gives us a tour of 540 CBEF. Mark Durenberger tells us about some CBS milestones. John Bowker talks about FCC rules and regulations. Fred Vobey talks about DRM, a story about a group of people who are trying to get ads pulled out of the Rush Limbaugh show. Will liberal radio really work? From NPR, a piece on the consolidation of radio and old-time radio. Del Rio, Texas is looking to give Wolfman Jack a tribute. Fred Vobey reads two stories about EAS fines and regulation, and I also talk with Leonard Kahn of Kahn Communications about digital medium wave radio. This tape was only $5, is now only $3.50. There is only one copy left. Do you need some nice binders to store your DX audio service or other cassette tapes? We found a large lot of four cassette tape binders under Ken's couch. These are new binders, white, locking plastic. They're 7.5 inches high by 1.25 thick, 5.5 deep. The more you buy, the less the shipping. One binder for $4.75, two binders for $8, four binders for $10, six binders for $16. More than six, make Wayne a deal. Remember, when these tapes and binders are gone, they are completely gone. We are not going to produce any back issues of tapes that are older than the present year. So, if you've not heard anything prior to 2006 and before, it's now completely out of print. Again, for the special deals from the National Radio Club's Publication Center, please contact Wayne Heinen at sales@nrcdxas.org or write to him at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251.
The more we hear, the more we learn, to keep well informed is of major concern. So listen for things that are happening.
This next story comes to us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper, and why do I get the feeling that this man's key phrase is get her done? Obviously tired of waiting to be rescued and afraid to climb down the way he got up, a young man dramatically slid down one of the guy wires from the top of a 1,000-foot-high television tower Sunday morning, authorities said. The man, who is about 20 years old, survived the slide but suffered severe burns on his arms and legs, said Mike Earnhardt, the chief of the High Ridge Fire Protection District. This was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this, Arnett said. The tower, which is owned by the New Life Evangelistic Center's Channel 24, is about the height of a 100-foot building. Authorities did not release the man's name. He was taken by hospital to St. John's Mercy Medical Center. He was conscious and talking, Arnett said. Dozens of personnel from several agencies gathered under the tower, looking on helplessly when the man slid down just before 9 a.m., We were planning to rescue him by helicopter, Arnett said. We were very limited with what we could do. The man climbed the tower's gridwork. There is no ladder, about 3 a.m., apparently on a lark, Arnett said. Two friends of the man started to climb with him but backed down, and they eventually went to sleep, authorities said. Earlier, the man had scaled another nearby tower that was shorter. About 4:30 a.m., residents on Tower Road heard commotion and phoned the authorities. A High Ridge fire truck responded. Soon more emergency personnel gathered, and there was little that they could do, Arnett said. You just don't climb a tower like this, carrying a couple of thousand feet of line, he said. Authorities used a bullhorn to communicate with the man. When authorities first arrived, the man was up at about 300 feet. But he continued climbing to the top, and for a time he was perched on an 18-inch platform at the summit. A helicopter rescue while he was on the platform would have been dangerous, but very possible, Arnett said. But then he went down on the guy wire, and that made the helicopter rescue more dangerous, but the only way we could get to him. After sliding down about 100 feet, the man stopped for 10 to 15 minutes, then came down extremely fast to the bottom. The man could face trespassing charges, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said. Well, here's a little radio factoid for you. Minorities in radio news hit a 13-year low. Just 6.2% of the radio news workforce is a minority, down 6.4% from last year. Yet the number of minority news directors has soared to 12%, nearly triple the year before. The RTNDA's annual survey also shows the percentages for women in the radio newsroom are steady. While the number of female news directors has risen from 20.4 last year to 23.5 this year. Before we get out of here for yet another month, I'd like to pass along some information to some of our new members. You might want to write this down and keep it handy just so you know how things work around here. And I'd also like to jog the memory of some of our old members. First of all, when you send in a payment to the DX Audio Service, you always get back a green card. And this is proof that your check has made it to me here and your subscription has been updated. If you don't get back a green card, chances are your check never made it here to Lima, Ohio. Also, if you don't get a tape, before you start panicking, look at the address label of the last tape you received. The date of on the label is the last tape you received. Sometimes people call and they'll say, hey, I never got my tape. Well, their subscription ended. So be sure to check that before you call and comment about a bad tape or a missing tape. And speaking of bad tapes, if you ever do get one and you want one replaced, don't call. Just simply send the tape back to us. Write bad tape on it. It will be replaced at absolutely no charge to you. However, if you don't want to send back the tape, you can always buy a replacement tape from the National Radio Club's Publication Center for $3. Finally, if you'd like to get a hold of me, please call 360-382-1957. That's 360-382-1957. Please discard all other numbers that you might have, as a lot of them aren't working and some of them shouldn't be used for National Radio Club business. Call the 360 area code number. Well, that's it. That's all. There is no more. It's time for me to get out of here. I'm going on vacation. Where am I going, you might ask? I'm going to hell, Christmas, and Climax. Where are those towns? We'll tell you next month.